When you have a short meditation like this, you have to be really strict with yourself. Any thought that comes coming up, just got to cut it right off. Thoughts come up like little vines. They seem so tender and so weak to begin with. And part of the mind says, oh, there can't be any trouble there. But then the vine curls around and around and around your mind and finally strangles it. So you've got to catch these things as quickly as possible. Any pains that seem to connect in different parts of the body, cut those through too as well. The forces that John's talking about, thinking of having a knife in your hand. As soon as these things come up, you just cut right through, cut right through. Because otherwise the pains, if they start connecting, they become a big network of pain around the body. And the thoughts, of course, are like vines, as I said. So even though you can't uproot them, at least you can make sure they don't show above the ground. And remember where your spot is inside the body, the spot where the mind tends to gravitate. Go right there. Make the breath as comfortable as you can. And for the time being, you don't have to worry about the rest of the body. Just make sure that that spot is good. Of course, in keeping it good, you can't place a shell around it, because then it's not going to be not so good after all. So you think of it being good and then spreading its goodness out. You don't have to follow where the rays of its goodness are going to go, but just stay right here at the spot that's generating that sense of comfort. And this way you get the most out of this short meditation. The mind gets some time off. As John Lee would always say, just tell yourself it's just you, the only person in the world right now. What you know about other people are just thoughts. Whereas John Sawat would say, you have only one person in the world, the one you're responsible for. That's you. Everything else you put aside. Look after yourself. Take good care of yourself. And if you do it wisely, then you're going to be taking care of other people too. So this time out is not a selfish thing. It's a necessary part for looking after the body, looking after the mind, to make sure that your actions both inside and out are coming from a good place. And other people can't help but benefit. But of course, the primary benefits come right here. So protect them.